This is Rosemary Ellis, who was homeless as a teenager, now preparing to move into her new home with her four children. It's a Habitat home.
For each of us, owning a Habitat home represents the culmination of years of hard work, determination, and unwavering faith.
Jamie Hall joins us now on 680 CJOB. He's smiling from ear to ear. He's CEO of Habitat for Humanity Manitoba, and even the dogs liked it today.
Absolutely. And what a better sense of community than having the dogs in the background.
This is part of a very ambitious project that you are in the middle of doing in Transcona. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, and you can't have a better day at Habitat for Humanity than celebrating 15 families moving into their new homes. 900 Pandora Avenue West is going to be the home for 55 families. We're going to have 275 people, 175 kids living there by the time we're finished this project. And so today was momentous in the sense that these are the first families. Four of them received their keys last week. And in the coming weeks, the first 15 will be moving into that project.
By the time it's all done, there might be more than 175 kids. And that's a great thing.
Absolutely. It's wonderful.
And exactly. And as you listen to Rosemary, her life could have gone in a completely different trajectory, and yet she is standing there with her own four children, and she's changing the trajectory for those four children, and that has to be an incredible feeling.
It is, and it's the wonderful thing about being part of Habitat is Rosemary and each of those families, they're working hard for their families. And this isn't a free handout. We're partnering with them. We're creating a path where they can own their own home and make their dreams come true. Or as Rosemary said, she didn't ever imagine that she could own her own home. And so we create a path so that through her hard work, she can make life better for her family.
And I think that's important to note is that these are not free homes.
Not at all.
They're going to be property taxes paid on behalf of Rosemary.
Yes.
And that will keep the big wheel turning.
Yes, and not only that, I think it's about a 4-to-1 return in terms of property taxes in the future where our families moving into their homes in terms of social impact. But those homes we've paid for already, and so even their mortgage payments are going to build the next home for the next Habitat family. So it really is a wonderful model to be a part of.
How does one become a Habitat home owner? Take us through that process.
Sure. So we serve low-income families, and so low income is basically you have to have income. So you have to have employment for 2 years at least, steady income to show that you can make those mortgage payments when you receive your house. And family, our definition is at least one child in the mix. We go through a pretty thorough family selection process. We have a wonderful family selection committee. And when you are accepted into partnership, you have to put in 500 hours of labor. And we try to get that labor as much as possible onto your own home. The important thing there is you're surrounded by our volunteers. So the community of Winnipeg out working alongside a homeowner, and the homeowner, it builds this sense of commitment to this community.
You're surrounded not just by volunteers. You're surrounded by a whole lot of love that goes beyond when the keys are handed over.
Exactly. And so that mortgage becomes a commitment to the community in addition to helping your family.
And I think there's that pride of ownership. You're paying the bills, you're paying the hydro, you're paying all of those things. And the beautiful part of this is all of that is taken into consideration, even with the actual building itself. You're trying to build these energy efficient homes, again, realizing that the clientele has a lower income, but yet still has to pay those bills.
Yes. And home ownership is proven to be effective. And I don't want to take away from all of the other housing needs that we have in our community, and they're all important. But home ownership is a critical part. And we build high quality homes. We build simple, basic homes, but they are high quality and energy efficient. And we want to keep those energy bills below $100 a month. So it's not only the cost of the home that's affordable, the operation of the home becomes affordable.
Next Tuesday afternoon, I'm at the Winnipeg Convention Center at a real estate conference. And on the stage will be the mayor of the city of Winnipeg. And I'll be asking him questions about, real estate and approvals of more and more housing units. And the relationship that we've had here at Global and 680 CJOB with Habitat, I have to ask you that, could you and do you want to do more? Because this model works.
Yes, we want to grow. We're looking at ways to scale up the work that we do, recognizing that home ownership isn't the answer for everybody, but we have more families than we have houses that we can build right now. So we do want to do more, and we're working with all levels of government. This is the good climate right now to be doing that in order of how can we get more property, as well as how can we get more funding in order to build
How big
more.
Is that wait list?
You know what? That's a question I get often, and it's hard to quantify because when we have, let's say we've got 5 units that are going to be ready in a year and a half, we take applications and we choose from those applications, but we've never quantified, we don't run it as a wait list per se.
Right.
There is just a never ending, it's not a bottleneck for us.
In other words, you could put bodies in homes. You could put kids
Absolutely.
In houses.
I pray for the day that we can't find families
right.
that need a home.
Are you at the conversation table with the mayor and some of his people when it comes to land trusts in the city of Winnipeg? Because he is wanting to pursue that as part of the strategy.
Yes, and the new Housing Accelerator Fund program, we're working with the new concierge service. And talking about, we haven't talked specifically about land trusts yet. I know that has been part of the conversation, but the availability of property to nonprofits. And we're working with other nonprofits as well, that it's not just Habitat competing for space. There's a need for property for several of the nonprofits that are looking at the housing needs in our city.
More on land trusts in the days to come here on 680 CJOB. Jamie, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for what you're doing and Habitat is doing. And a big shout out to all the volunteers
for sure.
and yes. businesses that come to the table all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations to your whole team.
Thank
Jamie
you.
Jamie Hall joining us.